Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have comedian, author, actor, Michael Collier on the line with me. Mike, say what's up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's a beautiful day.
Yes, sir. You are plummeting on the scene one more time and again, and I just think it's great because of the longevity that you have been in entertainment. And I would like to start off with just that. How do you maintain longevity?
Just keep living. I have no idea. I think that if you're doing what I'm doing, you know, I've been doing this 114 years. What you have to do is really love it, you know? Uh-huh. And I absolutely love, you know, I love what I do. So I never consider this work, not for a moment. It's exciting and it's fun. And I jump up in the morning ready to go. And I also live with this attitude of gratitude, you know?
Right.
I'm so grateful, just another day on the planet. But to be able to do what I do for a living, you know, all I do is say silly stuff and make people laugh. And then they give me money. And that's great. What's a blessing.
On the business side of it, what have you seen change, or if any change has been applied since you first started, or what have you learned as you've grown in the comedy business?
One of the things is everything's about communication and relationship.
Right.
So it's like, who do you and how do you communicate with those people? That will determine how high or how fast you will or will not rise in this industry. But the most important thing to not just our industry or any industry is to put the work in. Mm-hmm. You got to put the work in. I was talking to my friend who's on this movie with us named Country Wayne. And Country Wayne has like 2.3 million followers on Instagram. I don't know how many million followers on Facebook where he really started. And I said, so how did you do it? He said, well, I committed to post every day for a year. And every day for a year, no matter what it was, he's going to post something funny, giggly, or silly. And he just built and built and built until now he's in the millions of followers. And when you get those kind of numbers, you can pretty much write your ticket. Hollywood comes to you. You ain't got to go to them. So I'm saying that to say it's about me doing the work. It's about the consistency and doing the work. Yeah.
Now, I like what you just said, that when you do the work and you're committed to what you're doing, and then Hollywood comes knocking. How do you maintain your integrity of what you originally started and not lean to what they saw and then think that you should or can do something different?
Well, first you have to determine whether you're in this business for a particular message that you're trying to give. Because only if they're changing that message are they changing your integrity. In my case, my integrity comes down to how you treat my people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. I can't do stuff to make black people look bad.
Right,
I can't
gotcha.
I can't do a part that's going to make black people look ignorant. It's going to make us look stupid. It's going to make us look like villains or evil. I can't do any of that, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So my thing then is to go to what I said initially, communication. You have to be able to communicate with your buyers. Because they're not buying you, they're buying your performance, but they're still the buyers. You have to be able to communicate with them what it is you will and will not do. You know, what lines you will and will not cross. And if they understand your craft and your art, then they will trust that. And if not, you go somewhere else. Tupac always said, we don't need white folks to help us. If we just perform for our people will accept us and love us and lift us up. And when that happens, then the white folks gonna come because they want something that's above us. And, you know, I always say everybody wants to be black except black people. And that's because we know how hard it is being black. Being black is heavy lifting, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I think it's absolutely worth it because we're the most beautiful people in the world. A woman just walked past me about 20 minutes ago, a white lady with lips just full of Botox, you know? And so I see white folks every day killing themselves to get things that we come back naturally.
Right.
Stuff in their lips, they book, you know, they cheekbones, they wearing dreadlocks, they white folks got their pants hanging off their behind. More white rappers now than black rappers. Everybody want to be black except black people. And I can remember a time when hip hop was frowned upon. It was a terrible, you know, them Negroes, that's that ghetto music. That now you can't cut on a TV show or a commercial without hip hop music.
Facts.
You can't ban one, you know? So, yeah. You just have to communicate what it is you're doing, you won't do it. Most buyers buy you because they like you. They buy your work because they like you. And if they really like you, they're not going to try to bastardize you. There will always be those who will try, though. They'll try to trick you. They see some elements. They see that you can bring a bunch of people. So they'll get you there so you can bring a bunch of people, but then they'll try to change the message. But it's you who have to stand in that integrity and say, no, I'm not going to do that message. I'll go back to where I was. Well, I was quite popular before y'all showed up. I'll go back to that if we can't do it the way we need to do it, the way I feel stays within my realm of authenticity.
Wow, Michael, you really laid that one out, and that's exactly what I was looking for. Now, you're doing a movie that's on BET coming out called what?
It's called Holiday Heartbreak, and it is a beautiful movie, and it's probably about 467 black Christmas movies coming out this year. But I'm telling you, ours is the best. I am not lying. The story is so beautiful, and it's a rom-com, you know, romantic comedy, and I play the father. And my wife is played by the wonderful AJ Johnson, who played in Baby Boy. She played Tyrese's mom in Baby Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she also was in House Party. And she is a beast, a wonderful actress who taught me so much. And my daughter is played by Miriam Bashir from The Chi and from so many Chicago PD, so many movies and shows. But she's also a fabulous model, an incredible model, and she plays my daughter, and my daughter is under spell by this voodoo played by Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray has put a spell on my behalf that's on my daughter, and because of that, this fool come along named Country Wayne. Country Wayne might just be the funniest people on the planet. This dude can say peanut butter, and you'll fall down. He can say curtain rod, and it's hilarious. So he comes to try to take my daughter and change her ways. And I got to go through a whole lot of stuff to break this spell and turn it around. It is funny. It is wonderful. It's about karma. You know, it's about how you treat people and how the universe treats you back based on how you treat people. And it's just a wonderful story. It comes out in 6 days on BET and BeHer. And it's called Holiday Heartbreak.
Now, what role did you play in this film?
I was hired to play the lead. And, you know, that's awesome for me because I've been in this game 34 years. I've been in over 30 movies and TV shows, and I've never been the lead.
Oh,
so for the first time, I'm actually the lead, number one on the call sheet. And it's a major difference than being any of the other parts. You know, people treat you with a little bit more respect and dignity. You get what you want. But most importantly, you're treated in a way where you're allowed to really create the best performance. And it was just beautiful. Everybody worked together. I got to do a shout-out to Tressa Smallwood, the sister who is the producer. This is our eighth film, and she is off the chain. And her company, Megamind, they treated us with such love and such care. I mean, we started every morning with prayer, you know?
Yes.
And it was, we like 2 months ago, so it was COVID compliant. We had to take the COVID test. Before we come on the set, we'd show up with that test in our hands. And then we got tested every day for temperature and every 3 days by blood. So you couldn't be on that set if you weren't clear of COVID. So that's everything about Megamind is excellent. And Tressa Smallwood is the one who runs that thing. And Charles Jones directed, which is awesome. It was his first true feature film that he directed. It's my first time starring. The girl who wrote it, another sister, named Tiffany Yancey. This is her first major. Oh man, it's crazy. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Man, that is awesome. And for it to be shown on BET and BET Her is excellent. That's a great start. What else is Michael Collier doing? Because you're doing a lot. So let's get it out there.
I am so blessed. I know a lot of people are having a hard time in 2020, but not me. I am having the time of my life, child, because although I lost a lot of money and a lot of jobs, COVID has been a reset for me. It's reset the way I handle my health. I'm making sure that I'm dealing with everything to build my immune system now. It changed the way that I do business. I'm on 3 different shows. It's online. Every morning, I do a morning show, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. West Coast time. And all you do is go to YouTube and put in The Michael Collier Morning Show. So I'm doing a morning show 5 days a week. Every Wednesday night, I do a thing called Superstar Interviews. That's 6 p.m., and that's on Instagram. every Wednesday night, and I've done Wycliffe John, Russell Simmons, Yolanda Adams. Last night on the show, I had four of the actors from the movie, you know, and then every Wednesday I do that. And then every Thursday I do what I just got to do a few minutes ago, is I read, ignore that chicken, I read to the children. So I read a children's book, and then I'll do two poems for the children, then I break out a puppet. And I do that every Thursday. So between doing those and doing work online, like I have to jump off here in 2 minutes because at noon I got to do a check with McDonald's because I'm doing a big McDonald's Corporation function. Me, Lisa Ray, who's one of my best friends, and George Wallace. We're going to jump on and do it, you know, through the internet. We're going to do a comedy concert for McDonald's, you know. So I found out how to make a living without leaving my kitchen table. I'm sitting here butt naked. I might have a certain job, but y'all can't see the rest, you know. So, what we have to do is not worry about what happened to us. What's important is how do we deal with it?
Right.
How do we make it work for us, you know? And so that's what I'm doing. I'm doing all those things, and people can follow me by going to my Instagram page under my name, Michael Collyer, Collyer, or they can follow me by getting on that morning show every morning because we talk about all the stuff we're doing, and boy, it's a lot. I'm very blessed.
Yeah, I love your morning show. I was blessed. It is funny. I'm diligent about catching it. It's pleasant, family.
I got to tell you about the morning show. We try to keep it family friendly. Every now and then a curse word will slip out, but we have a jar. It's a curse jar. Every time somebody curses, if I curse, I put money in the curse jar. If my guest curse, I put money in the curse jar. And then every 2-3 months, we give the curse jar money to one of our viewers.
Wow.
So on this past Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving, we gave the jar away. It was $1,097. It cost one of the viewers guests the amount, you know.
Right.
So I built this show so people would have someplace they could come 5 days a week where they can laugh and pray. Because we pray at every show.
Yes.
We laugh at every show. We have musicians and artists and giveaways almost every day. This show is bananas. It's the Michael Collyer Morning Show on YouTube. And I thank you so much, Nigeria. I appreciate you allowing me this opportunity. Thank y'all so much for letting me be here today.
No worries. And last but not least, baby, how did you get the woo, woo, woo?
The woo, woo, woo. Thank you. And you know what?
What?
I got it in the movie, too.
Okay.
You know, and I made a point of putting it in the movie, and that's my new hook. Woo, woo, woo. When y'all hear that, you better know Michael Collyer coming.
Facts.
Woo, woo.
Facts. All right. Woo, woo, thank woo. You. And as thank we say, once a key player, always a key player. I love you too, baby. Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You. Have a magical day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.